3 a.m. And I'm looking for a werewolf or a dog man or whatever you want to call it. Weird thing is, I'm not on some desolate road in the middle of nowhere. I'm in the middle of Dallas. Wind's picking up. I shouldn't be here.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking. Everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
A five-pointed star. It's used in witchcraft. Lon Chaney Jr., Universal Studios maintain that's the mark of the Wolfman.
Oh, I see. You want me to ask them if they're burning candles to ward off monsters.
Right.
Wrong.
I'm gonna keep my sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh!
Jack, we better go.
Are you kidding? I'm starved.
There's no food here.
Shall we go, Jack?
Apparently so.
You can't let them go.
How much do we owe you?
Nothing, lads. Go. Good to be with you.
Oh, thank you.
Wait! You just can't let them go?
Go.
Stay on the road. Clear to the moors.
Thank you.
Beware the moon, lads.
Yeah.
And what do they say of Robb Stark in the north?
They call him the Young Wolf.
And?
They say he rides into battle on the back of a giant direwolf. They say he can turn into a wolf himself when he wants. They say he can't be killed.
Do you believe them?
No, my lord. Anyone can be killed.
Yes!
Yes! You're the man now, dog.
What? Turn my headphone up. Turn me up.
You hear it?
Shit.
Yeah.
Turn you down.
Nah, we good.
Don't blast my ear with this.
What, this? I can't believe you haven't seen this. Can you see this around me?
Bailey?
Do you watch that new Chappelle?
Not yet.
Stuff? What's that? What the hell is that noise?
I thought that was you.
For sure. I don't think so.
I don't know, man. That sounded like a rat in the air conditioning ducts.
Might have been this thing shaking.
Oh, we got a rat!
That Chappelle stuff is funny. Get on that.
You already watched it, huh?
I watched
it. Dropped yesterday.
Yeah, we watched one last night, and then he's got two. So we watched one last night, like half the one from Austin this morning.
Do people think that if we're, like, doing this, that we're, like, hitting coke? I think that's what that guy was saying in that email.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was saying that, right? Because I asked you, like, what's he talking about? And I told him, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what he was saying. I mean, I don't mind, man, but if you're going to be blowing rails.
The efficiency. It's a big deal.
Come on, man. Don't fucking give me shit, dude.
This is live.
I got to have his, there's no camera. What was it like to work on the show?
Should be right here. Roman
the new
right
movie
here.
Came out.
Where's our camera guy?
It's called Fairly Odd Christmas.
Okay.
As a live action.
Where's our stage manager?
Amy, don't talk into the mic. They can hear you.
You ready to go?
All right, welcome back to 2013. Let's check in with Stu Stone, who is with Shannon and Elizabeth.
Hey, everybody. We are live. It is New Year's Eve here in Hollywood. I am here with the beautiful Shannon Elizabeth. Shannon, it is
Shannon
awesome to
Elizabeth.
Have you here. Hollywood, New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Thanks
Pull
for
back,
spending
right?
here with us. Tell everybody what is going to happen in 2013 with you.
What is happening?
Are we back?
It was like the most poorly produced.
All right. Going green never looks so good.
Got Macy Gray here.
Why don't you just be early?
Jamie,
this is
Kennedy
in L.A. too. This is like one of their big, one of their.
I mean, obviously.
Right now,
yeah.
Okay.
It's been an unbelievable.
And then this whole
night.
Thing ends with like a fist fight on the stage.
Did they say Louis C.K. was a part of this?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I thought that's what she said.
Was not that high class.
This is terrible. Who is making noise in the hallway?
Just everybody running around outside.
This is a radio station.
Ain't nobody care.
Man, just so the reason that we're talking about that even we are broadcasting from what should be the most palatial palace in radio yet.
Live
seems,
from Victory Park.
Seems like it's the biggest shithole in radio. It's so amazing that it's so posh here, but I mean, the W is right across the street.
Yeah.
I witnessed like two billionaires getting in a Rolls Royce
mm-hmm.
to be whisked away to dinner. And then I come over here and it's the equivalent of like this place is the bum sitting on the corner that doesn't even ask for change. He digs through the trash can for used cigarettes.
Look, my first commercial radio job was out of two trailers, two double wides stuck together in Weatherford, Texas, like in the middle of freaking nowhere. It was like they played old country.
Mm-hmm. Like real country.
Like prime country. And
honestly, can you turn me down just a little bit? You're peaking. It wouldn't be right for our levels to be correct because obviously
no. This
place is a sh.
Well, we're the same. We're the same here.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's just loud in your headphones.
Peak country.
And that place was nicer than this place.
Of course. Because people.
Like it was a nice studio.
Because the people that put that together, they took pride in what they did.
Oh, yeah. They were old school dudes.
And they certainly weren't given their job because of nepotism, which we all know that the person
nepotism?
Who designed this joint had no idea what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's where he is, though.
You know, he's the one that went on Tsunami with Bolton.
I totally forget that he went out there.
Dude, you totally forget it because they didn't get shit done.
That's right. Yeah, there
they were sending me, they were supposed to upload shit to an FTP site, like segments, like interviews, like you're in Tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
Send us stuff.
Yeah.
They talk
nuclear
to this,
meltdown.
Okay, now, on top of all of it, realize hardly anybody there speaks English. So they bring me an interview with a Japanese woman who cannot be interviewed because she can't speak English. And she's just, they see her out in a rice paddy crying because her horse is dead. And I mean, you would have thought the third 9/11 happened. And I was like, okay, that's great. What else? Well, you know, we got some more stuff. We just got to upload it. It's just taking a long time. I'm like, okay.
I don't think I was working on the morning show back then, right? Like, I think I had gone on to afternoons
probably,
by that point.
Probably. And then the next day, dude, there's nothing new in the FTP file. Well, I mean, we definitely want to run the horse thing again. And this dude is like the chief engineer of this place. And I was like, look here, MF-er. Do you realize Dallas, Texas, top five? The horse interview again, I was like, is that really what you want me to? That's what you want?
that's what
we're rolling with. We're putting that on loop.
Just all horse interview all the time.
Well, we really, really love the horse interview. Of course, the trip was saved when they were in a building and there was an earthquake while they were on the air.
Okay.
Which was still terrible because here's how it sounded. Whoa, whoa. What's happening? What's happening?
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh, my gosh. Clint, are you there?
Clinton.
You'll never believe this. The building just started shaking. That was the beginning of the end because we sunk so much of the budget.
I remember that being like a big deal.
Oh my God, it was a big deal.
Like
they
a big
came
deal
back
as in like a really huge screw up.
Oh my gosh, it was the worst. Like the worst thing that we ever did.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know who was behind it.
Who?
I mean, besides Commander.
Oh.
It was Gracie.
Uh-huh. I was trying to remember who was in charge back then.
It's hard to remember.
It's hard.
That.
They all run together.
Obviously, the people who attempted to be in charge while I was here. What are you fucking fascinating? Anyway. Anyway, the shithead that went there with him.
Mm-hmm.
Built this place and it sucks.
I mean, look, like I've probably pointed this out to you before. You can see daylight underneath that door, that soundproof door. You can see daylight underneath.
And the crazy thing is, these doors came from those ZPS studios.
They're nice.
Legendary building. I mean, granted, outdated, painted like it was an 80s video, like Paul Abdul was about to walk in and start shooting a video. Granted.
Dude, you could have.
But legendary radio happened there.
Yeah.
And this, and not only that, but the best part of it was they were so out of it. Like when they were building this place, they would come over there and take doors off of studios. And then it was just like that for 14, 15,
while they were in
days.
Use. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You would be on the air with just an open door, which we might as well be because he didn't put them on right.
No, you can, they are there. There's a gap there. I mean, and the windows here. You can hear directly through them. They're not soundproofed whatsoever.
No, just putting two windows.
The windows at my house are more soundproof than these.
Like, usually when there's a dual window situation going on, what do you notice about it?
Well,
it's like a V.
Yeah.
Like those panes should be touching and then there should be an additional pane.
Yeah.
Because it like traps whatever sound goes in there. Like, this should be slanted down, there should be another slanted down, and then two panes of glass.
Also, isn't the idea supposed to be that there are a vacuum in between? Like, they're airtight?
This honestly looks like someone who remembers radio somewhere and was like,
I think it's this way.
Remember how they had like two glass windows?
We should do that.
Like, this does nothing. If anything else, it acts as if some sort of amp.
Yeah.
Because it's like a drum.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, not only, yeah, not, I mean, if you even want to talk about the soundproofing in the room itself, you've got a couple of panes of baffling here, and then enormous windows everywhere. It's crazy.
Did not know he was supposed to put gasoline in a backup generator. So when power went off, there was no backup generator. Again, Heritage, massive radio stations, and then the Deuce.
But they got that...
right whenever they invented the PPM.
Right.
Just not registering
which is
any of the stations for the people meter. So we get...
Which is good. Right. Folks, if you didn't know that, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing for here, maybe? I don't know. But obviously, there's radio stations in the building that were none too pleased. We're talking about bonuses that were lost. Like, there is probably... No, there's no probably about it. There's six figures in bonuses that were... That the company was able to short people because they're like, well,
I guess you didn't have any ratings.
Guess you got a zero.
No one was listening.
Yeah, but we dominated by the market by 10 shares last time. Guess you got a zero. What a disaster. Disaster.
Oh, radio.
So, it was propositioned by a, would seem to be like a 21-year-old man today.
Is that right?
Yeah. Just in my local gassing establishment.
Oh, that's where? Where about town?
Well, so by Jake's on Skillman.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Just past the Home Depot and the Children's Theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite. It's that Chevron right there, you know? My favorite little spot. And... I was actually listening to radio, trying to do two or three jobs at once, pull in the parking lot, and I mean, there's just, there's like this white, just, I mean, generic effing car next to me that I think there was a kid in, then I think he went inside, then I think I saw him come out, and I'm just sitting there with my window down, I think. But I'm like looking at my phone the entire time. And then I see out of the periphery of my vision that car back up. Maybe a minute later, I notice a car pulling in and I just like glance over. It's that same dude. And he just goes like, hey. Like,
so he left and then came back?
Yeah, he rolled through the like where the gas pumps are and
stuff.
He
was like, I got to come back. I got to go back around.
Comes back, pulls up next to me. I'm like, hey. You know, just, I'm like, okay, just like weird head nod. But again, I'm doing like three things. I can't be bothered by this.
Right.
Go inside, come back out, and as I'm opening the car door, my side, get in, crank it back up. And as I'm pulling out and pulling this way, he's like looking over his shoulder through the back window and he's like making the universal sign for blowjob.
Right.
With his
propositioning
hand in his mouth, like, I mean, kind of flattered, hugely O-ringed. But I was like, what the I mean, that's a stop down. No?
Yes.
Like, I almost hit a pedestrian.
That's like a triple take.
So I just like, I don't even know what I'm doing, but I pull in to, and I'm telling you, like, I go to this gas station, like, every day. I pull up to a tank, and I just start walking in, like, and I see him backing up, and I remember his license plate number. Uh-huh. And I walk in, and the guy's like, hey, hey, and I'm like, grab a piece of paper and write his license plate number. I'm just like... This fucking guy just offered to suck my dick in the parking lot. Like, I demand justice. Justice. And I was like, I was just sitting there, and there's like,
aggression will not stand, man.
Right, there's like a Mexican lady looking at me. She doesn't understand what I'm saying, but she thinks it's funny just because of my actions. Right, you know, how flustered I am. I'm like, get it. He's right there. And he's like, he's out there now, Asian guys. I'm like, yeah, right there, dude. Right there. That guy. And he just looks at me. He's like, oh. Like, he wants to do something, but we have this moment where it's like, what do we do about this? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know. I just don't want, like he's going to get killed by somebody. I mean.
Right. Flashing that around.
I'm not going to kill him, but this, we're like right on the crux of scary town.
Yeah. You start flashing that sign at too many people around there.
Somebody going to get shot in your parking lot.
Yeah.
So.
See, I've had that happen, but I was in the neighborhood where that is expected to happen.
Where methamphetamine busts and gay porn stars.
Gay porn Nazis.
So you have been...
Not that explicitly, but I used to go down there. We had a mutual friend who hung out in that area. A woman by the name of Donna. And we
Shout
would,
out to Donna.
We would hang out... Because there were some good places to eat down there.
There's a lot of cool places in Oakland.
Yeah. And so we'd go down there all the time and, like, go get lunch or whatever. And so there were a couple of times where we were in, like, a bookstore or at a coffee shop or whatever down there. And I'd be talking to the guy behind the counter, and he'd be, like, doing a little eye raise or something like that. And I'd walk off, and she's like, that dude was totally hitting on you. And I never register it. I'm like, what are you talking about? Because that's not going through. I mean, he wasn't as explicit, like, you know.
Yeah, let's make it clear. That wasn't going on with me either. I looked at the dude, and he gave me the, like, over his shoulder and just desperate for it. And then, like, when I came back out, like, I walked back up to my car, and he's, like, parked right
still
there.
He thought you were getting out to come talk to him.
And he was like.
It's like I hit the jackpot.
Okay, here's what I mean, obviously, he's like, okay, if I'm going to sign for dough, it's going to be that dude's compared to these, like, hard pipe-hit motherfuckers right around here or these spindly. I mean, that's, again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I do right there. What's like cash loan place, liquor store.
Yeah.
Personal storage.
It gets sketched real quick.
Real quick. It's so such a steep drop-off. Yeah, so anyway, I mean,
today was a good day,
I guess. But the brilliant thing was the reaction by 40-year-old Asian man who works there and me at the same time. He's like, oh, this is horrible. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking horrible. We both look out there like, what are we going to do about it? I'm
like, he kind of wants to help out, but he's not really sure what to do.
And I mean, obviously, I don't know. I don't know, man. I just.
What you're saying is we need to go by there on the way home.
If you're looking for. Does Jeff Bolton use this thing, or is this still the same condom that Bolton used?
It could be.
Mike condom, people. Get your head condom out of the gutter. So just one other thing before we talk what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Took some medicine a minute ago, and I took the wrong thing.
Oh.
And I have no idea what this is. Like, none.
Might as well take it.
I thought it was some allergy medicine. And let's see. I thought this would be a good game to play.
Take the random pill.
You ever take this? Like,
see how far we get?
Do you ever do this, though, where you, like, pick up a pill and Google the number?
No, I don't do that.
Hmm.
I just take it.
You ever been asked if you want to have your cock sucked at a Chevron parking lot? Jeez. Okay, so it's a Z and a C and an O2. Promethazine. Opiate. Sedation. Well,
maybe not that.
We better. Yeah, no, seriously. That's what it says. I honestly, I thought this was. Why do we even have these? Don't answer that question. Promethazine is used in the treatment of opiate. So So this is the... Well, it says it's antihistamine.
Oh, maybe it's got... So it helps with your allergies and it also gets you off heroin?
I guess. All right. It's funny though, you take a pill that you like. I seriously thought it was like a Claritin, and I took it and then I was like, wait a minute, does that say something on it? Now look again. You tell me it's like causes light sedation. I'm like, hey Matt,
that's every antihistamine though for me. I can't take anything.
It knocks me out. Get some of this.
That's why I'm constantly doing that to stay awake.
Some of that nose candy. Oh, Jesus. So.
What's up?
Lots of man wolves. Lots and lots.
Been diving deep into the man wolf stuff.
Found myself 3 o'clock in the morning the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a little werewolf hunting.
Oh, were you out somewhere?
Well, the odd thing is, while it sounds like I should be on some dark and desolate road,
mm-hmm.
I was in one of the more hoity-toity, well-to-do areas of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, right. I remember.
The Urbana werewolf spottings.
Mm-hmm. So is this the one out west of the tollway?
Yes.
Not sure how specific we're getting on this, but...
No, in fact...
I'm aware of what you're talking about.
In fact, I was thinking that we would share this with the people.
Okay.
And... Obviously, like... So twisted over this that... It's like, I don't want anybody to hear me tell this. Because they're going to think I'm crazy kind of thing.
Did they text you this story?
Sort of.
Okay.
We talked about it and then she wrote it up for me.
Okay.
So I was driving to pick up my daughter from work. She worked in a cafe there in Highland Park Village. And she didn't get off until like 11 p.m. So it was just before then when it happened. I turn off Northwest Highway. Onto Devonshire, headed south. So yep. She's going west, turns left onto Devonshire.
And just to illustrate what kind of part of town this, if you were to turn the other way, Mark Cuban's house is up that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this is like just north of Northwest Highway are some of the most expensive homes that you can find in Dallas. And even just south there too. I mean, it's a lot of that neighborhood is... You go a little bit farther south, that's where I used to live, and those are not the most expensive homes in Dallas.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's the difference between $25 million homes and like $2 billion homes.
Yeah.
But it is seriously that legit, like, I was describing this to someone the other day, and I was like, there's Afghani pines that are so tall, like you can't see neighborhoods from the road. It just looks like, the way that they make up a zoo... You know, when you're on, like, the south side of the zoo.
Right.
You know the zoo is there.
But you just can't see through
you
it.
You can't see into that shit because there's, like, 80-foot Afghan pine. Mm-hmm. That's the way that that whole neighborhood is.
Yeah. Mark Cuban's back there. Tom Hicks was back there. A lot of folks. A lot of high tone going on.
Why Preston Hollow, of course. So, it's just so weird. So, but the crazy thing is that neighborhood, that area is really like dark and kind of quiet. And I don't know if that's because there's a lot of old money there. So I imagine a lot of those homes just have some, you know, 91-year-old son of a bitch living in it.
Yeah.
That's just like, man, I'm not going to give.
If I'm remembering where Devonshire is.
Like it's the next exit past the village. So you've got all those fancy-ass shops right there, you know.
Right.
Like, if you want to pay $10,000 for a pair of shoes, you can do it right there on that corner.
Yeah.
And a block that way, there was a creature spotted.
I was just looking up real quick because that area, like, there, yeah, there are some big homes, but they're all, like, it's very wooded, too. Like, they're all kind of built back on in the middle of their property or at the back of their property. So there's a lot of, when you're driving down those roads, there's a lot, you're bounded by woods pretty heavily.
I'm actually so open as to say that you should Google Earth Northwest Highway in Devonshire.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you an idea. So,
yep.
I shall continue. Again, that neighborhood is fairly dark with few street lights, and they're spaced pretty far apart. So I'd begun to accelerate after making the turn onto the road and was passing under a street light when movement to the right side of the road caught my eye. I thought maybe it was a person running down the lawn. Now, that property, huge yard, so big that you can't actually see the house on the property there because there's like a grove of trees.
Right.
But the yard is massive.
In fact, I've seen, I think I know the one that you're talking about. And on the other side, I think it's also bounded by Inwood. And I, when I was living over there, I've seen all sorts of wildlife running around. I saw a bobcat running across the road right over there. And like,
there's actually like a lagoon in that neighborhood too, and a creek that I think both of those creeks eventually run into Turtle Creek. I think it's all part of that same Dallas subsystem.
Yeah. So there's stuff running around over there.
But so the property, huge yard with a house sitting low on the hill to where you can't see it from the street. So sees movement, slows down to be careful, right?
Right.
Then I'm turning my head to get a better look, and I see something jump into the light and land in a low crouch. Interesting thing is, it was around Christmas time, and there were actually decorations over there. And the craziest thing about it is there's like joy written in huge words, which are lighting this area. Plus there's like a street light right there.
Mm-hmm.
So she sees movement, you know, turns through, then turns to look and see what it was moving, sees it almost coming mid air, land with one hand up and the other one like a left hand.
Like a three-point stance?
Yeah, hitting the ground. Like,
yeah.
So to catch itself, but with one hand up. Like it was bounding, you know, like, woo!
Right, yeah, like
and then
running
lands
and leaping.
And hits there, one hand up. So it starts to stand up, but then it bends down to look into the car, and it follows my car with the movement of its body. So it lands... She's here, and it goes like this, looking in the window directly at her. While the thing is doing all of this, I realize as I'm turning to get a better look at all this movement, what is it that I'm about to see? Described as brown to dark brown. Tall, muscular, pointed ears, long muzzle. Once I registered all of that in my mind, it's screaming, no.
How long ago was this?
A year and 3 months or whatever.
This is very recent.
My mind's screaming, no. Don't look right at it. You can't handle that. So I'm looking kind of sideways, like doesn't want to look the thing in the eye.
Yeah.
And this is the thing. This is what I want to come back to is just like, all the while, I'm just getting this malicious, malevolent vibe. Like, to the point where, starts shaking. She speeds up, runs the stop sign at the end of the block. Convinced that the thing is following her. Yet, too terrified to turn around and look. Doesn't want to look in the rearview mirror. It's like the equivalent of driving while pulling the covers over your head.
Yeah.
And, pulls into the village, Highland Park Village, and sits there in her car terrified, trying to realize, rationalize what she saw. Says that it took her 6 weeks to even go down Northwest Highway again.
So this was 2 winters ago?
Right.
What was going on?
Was that you?
Yeah. Gosh, that's creepy.
So, here's an interesting thing. I get to thinking, like, this is crazy. It's an urban situation here. So I actually Googled just Dallas werewolf sighting or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if you weren't paying attention, that's certainly what it sounds like.
Right.
So did you say if it was, like, did it look all animal or did it have, like...
Yeah, she said...
I mean, it looked like a dog man, right?
Right.
Like a dog on...
Or like as the history of our peoples call it, a werewolf.
A werewolf.
So here's the crazy thing. So I Google basically like werewolf sighting in Dallas and I see this Reddit post that's a lady, I want to say she was from Plano, downtown Dallas, going to a show with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
They leave whatever club or whatever to go to a friend's house, some party or whatever, sat just south of town, which I'm thinking kind of over there in the south side Dallas area now, but this is probably, you know, again,
like just
7 years ago or whatever,
like west of Fair Park kind of area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, they turn onto the road and like 50, 75 yards in front of them, just see a dog walk across the street on two legs. She even drew a picture of it. And I mean, the weird thing is that she said that it looked like it had T-Rex arms. Its arms were so short, which usually it's the opposite.
Is there, that's a werewolf?
Yeah, I want to say if you want to just Dallas werewolf sighting, Reddit.
Like that.
Yeah.
Did she get the sense?
No, I want to say that that lady that's describing that says that she got the feeling like it didn't care whether or not they saw him.
Did she, could she get a sense of how big it was?
I don't recall.
It was big enough and effortlessly fast enough to know that a human couldn't have dressed up and done this. There was an open field that he ran into. When my husband and I got to where trees broke, we both turned our heads to look, but it was long gone by then. About 4 seconds. It was more menacing than my photo, but to be honest, much less scary than what I would imagine a werewolf to be. Weird. Top comment is fucking Texas. Some of the most bizarre shit happens here, and it's great.
Fucking Texas. That's true, though.
Is that the only? Is that the only return on a search? No other...
Yeah, in fact, that hit up on a few different websites that had, like, re-reported it or whatever.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, though, had been catching, as I kind of mentioned to Josh in the last little episode, the little Chusa episode, that's what we're talking about, is the fact that I'm reading all of these or hearing all of these dogman reports that are coming out of, like, Wimberley. And
yeah,
I mean, like Buda, like my brother lived in Buda forever.
Like down near Austin.
Yeah. Just, and yeah, multiples and multiple generations of people that are seeing them. And I feel like, wow, that sounds like it's real. urban. Just the fact that it's Wimberley, but of course Wimberley's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe famous for a disc golf tournament, maybe. Beautiful place, but
yeah,
you know what I mean. But that's the effing country compared to Highland Park.
Yeah. I mean,
Jerry Jones's grandson played quarterback and won state for the Highland Park Scots.
Was he a dog man as well?
Is he? So
he was
let me
cured
just,
of it.
Let me just tell you my initial reaction to her telling me that story.
And I mean, like, she's utterly convinced of, like, she
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah.
This is the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, relieved that I wasn't like, you're effing crazy.
Yeah.
Known for a long time and, you know, just came out. Which, again, you don't have to know me too long before I'm like, let me tell you about some shit that happened to me. Some people, it's the first thing I'll say to you.
Mm-hmm.
But no, not only convinced that that's what happened, but convincing, right? Yeah.
Like affected. It affected them.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And the crazy thing is, my thought pattern on this is, of all the places in Dallas, shit, probably in Texas, where there would be gross, gross amounts of money, where honestly, it makes me think of the kid from American Horror Story with the clown who comes to replace the clown.
Uh-huh.
What is that kid? Like, completely rich, spoiled as shit. Like, I mean, money as an object is no object.
Yeah.
That kind of situation. That's what's going on over in those houses, in a lot of them, let's be honest. And my initial thought is, if there was going to be people that were into witchcraft and wizardry, that's your spot.
Right.
As one of my friends put it, yeah, like some next level eyes wide shut shit could be going down over there.
Conjuring Dogman. I mean, I guess the big question when it comes to a topic like this is, like, are we thinking that this is a creature that walks around all day like this, or is this a more traditional, what you would think of as a, or is it something completely different? You know, is it someone who can shapeshift? Is it some sort of, I don't know, demon? Probably demons. Now that I think of it.
The most amazing thing is, when it comes to this topic, as I told someone else, I think Tim Kalemkarian may actually be right.
Well,
I don't think, let me just state this. I know what other folks state, that this is just a creature. Now, the fact that there's thousands and thousands and thousands of years of men turning into and or being associated with people that were also walking wolves, be damned.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than a werewolf, to the fact where, again, some in the community would say something along the lines of like, of course they're not the same thing. A werewolf is a person who turns into a wolf, which technically isn't true. That's the way that it's been portrayed to us. But the metamorphosis of man to beast is almost more of a reaction of the person's, like, our interpretation of what must happen to get you to the point where that's where you act like a wolf. Because a lot of almost any werewolf, wolfman book you read, there's going to be something in there about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Mm-hmm.
There's it seems to be a weird line between what a Like, it's a loose definition. Let's just put it that way. Do I know whether or not this thing goes like days and nights? I don't know. But did you see my post about St. Patrick's Day?
Uh-huh.
That St. Patrick was like so disappointed in the King of Wales that he cursed them and they would turn into wolves for 7 years and then turn back
right
to people. So we all know that this dogman craze has just really like really ramped up recently, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like in the last couple of years, like it's gone bananas.
Yeah. Hearing a lot about it. A lot more than you used to.
Loads.
Yeah.
Is it because there's some sort of like swing and a shift of just a curse? Like, could descendants of those people be
transitioning into their wolf form?
Again, I hate to use the word transition because I don't necessarily... I'm not trying to tell you what it is that I think. I just am saying that the concept of a 7-foot wolf man rolling through the city.
Yeah.
Civilization effing shit up. The concept that it would be... Oh, well, yeah, it's got a den right over there in that wooded area. He's got a little house he kind of constructed out of sticks. And
well, I mean, one thing that stands out to me that maybe speaks against it being simply a flesh and blood creature is the fact that she said when she saw it, there was like this very pronounced feeling of malevolence and evil. More so than if you just saw something, and I don't know, I mean, I've never been in that situation, but... Like, if you say, for instance, when you hear the stories of Donna and Greg from Devil's Creek, Donna sees the creature, but I don't ever remember her saying, I felt like it was evil. Like, she saw it and might have been like, whoa, the fuck was that? But never like, okay, this thing's out to get me. And whereas she explains or she describes this werewolf as having some sort of evil aura to it, which makes you think like there's something beyond going on here. Like it's not just flesh and blood.
And that's the thing. Most of the dogman sightings that is attached to it.
Malevolence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I've heard Linda Godfrey use the term as like almost like it's looking at somebody like I'm fucking better than you. Like I could take you right now. And you're lucky I can't. And that's another thing that I think is really interesting. If we think about Anubis, the Egyptian god with a dog head, being the guardian of the underworld, there's this ancient thinking that these things can come in and be in our world and be flesh and blood, shit, leave tracks, have to eat, the whole bit. But that the kicker is that they can't mess with us directly.
Yeah.
Like with us. So there's never... They can't take you and eat you.
Right.
But they can... Kill deer, kill sheep, whatever. I also think that it's really odd that in more than one account, these things have been seen digging into burial mounds. And I'm talking about in different countries that's been reported specifically.
Like hanging that's around what is burial happening. Spots. Yeah.
No. Digging into.
Right.
Like, got something in its hands standing on a burial mound. And that's weird, isn't it?
That's bizarre.
Yes, I do think that there's too much to label it as just a creature. And let's just say, let our mind wander for a minute, if it is the same thing that people for thousands of years have been dealing with, oftentimes those encounters and sightings and the description of the way that things went lent themselves to the fact that in the story there's either some sort of fable type tale that you should be getting from this story, that
yeah,
there's a lesson to be learned here when you're dealing with something like this, and the fact that it was directly tied into the witches and the burn them. Like, they weren't doing that just because they thought, oh, it's a grizzly bear.
Right.
It's just a godless killing machine that's come around. No, there's something unnatural right. about a dog walking on two legs.
Yeah, there's an inherent evil to it.
It's unnatural.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people would think that that would be okay. That's not normal. I mean, yes, I've seen the bear that's got the effed up paw that runs through the neighborhood on two legs. Okay.
Well, I mean,
but its legs are shaped more like ours than a canine. Well, and I realize that there are people that are like, well, the one I saw looked like an ape, but it had a understandable. Well, don't you think maybe that too means that these things are some sort of like perversion from a different land? Probably demons.
Well, and there are videos obviously of like a dog who either they had their a leg removed or they were born a certain way and they can walk around on two legs. But I think the difference is like they're not 7 feet tall for one. Like these are structurally very different creatures.
They are physically capable of doing amazing things, even though evolution has them going the complete opposite direction.
Yeah.
We all are.
Yeah.
We all are able to bend. But this presupposes that this just one tract evolved and not just evolved to exist in the shadows, but obviously the baddest MF-er of the woods, if this thing is.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but there doesn't seem to be. I don't get the idea that anything that when I look at it, if I feel like it's evil, like I don't get the same feeling, like at the same time, it's shy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Those don't go together.
No.
No. If it's an evil. Evil implies a certain amount of, like,
badassery.
Dominance. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
I mean, if it's so kick-ass that we are merely sheep in the flock of which it hunts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the sheep's looking at me. Let me run the other way.
I'd be curious to know if there were any, like, around that time. What? When did she say it was? It was Christmas
time.
Are
you about to say something about murder?
I mean, that or just like, you know, events of dogs being taken or
odd, something strange.
Right. Yeah.
So, that's exactly the way this conversation went just two nights ago with a really good friend, but it was like, have there been any murders in the area? Which we could figure that out real quick. I mean but before you do that, nobody can Google like this show can Google. I think we've already proved that. But in doing some reading and research, let me just give you a couple of lines here that I thought were really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You a Harry Potter fan?
Vaguely. I mean, yeah, slightly.
Even though you're slightly, do you know the spirit animal?
Yeah, what, like
the, like you can turn like Harry Potter
Patronus spirit, or whatever.
Patronus.
Yes.
So there was a Roman satirist named Patronus.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the first person to connect the full moon with werewolfians and told the story of a Roman soldier and a man walking a road together. Soldier takes off turns into a wolf, runs into the woods. The man's like, goes to the house in which he was going to. The guy there is saying how he had this crazy encounter with the wolfman beast, stabbed him in the throat. And of course, the man goes back to the barracks and there's a Roman soldier there with a giant gash in his throat.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Implying that it, of course, had turned into this beast, did this act, and then was suffering from it. But the very idea of the full moon and the lunar calendar gives us the word lunacy.
Mm-hmm.
Which, of course, is just like a direct connection to madness.
Right.
So the idea that there is something to be played with the moon shift and the moon phase. What else ties itself to the moon phase and the lunar orbit, the Wiccan, pagan religions? Again, is that why we're dealing with a wolf creature being burned at the stake, just like the witches of old? And well, go ahead and let's Google that, because I'd be interested to know that too, and I think that that gives
us... So would this be, I guess, December of 2015? Does that sound right?
So this last Christmas was 17.
Well, this last Christmas was December 2016.
Yeah.
So the Christmas before.
Yeah.
So I wonder if we can maybe...
So look... November 2015.
Was it in November or was it? Oh, that's interesting.
What?
I was looking at the moon phases for that month. December 25th was the full moon.
Let me just tell you what I came up with.
Well, might I remind you, now that I'm thinking about this time, this period of time, might I remind you what happened the day after Christmas?
It's the tornado.
2015.
Something that I was dealing with today.
Mm-hmm.
So
if we want to tie it back to the your previous conversation of the Lechuza.
Oh, and the storm, right?
Yeah. Witchcraft and evilness.
So.
Which is making this very difficult.
This is November 23rd, 2015. Dallas police seek help finding man missing for nearly 2 weeks. Far North Dallas, around Dallas Tollway. Recent arts magnet graduate found slain in crashed minivan near White Rock Lake.
Mm-hmm.
There is someone that was connected to devil worship who was found dead early January of 2016.
I think I remember that story. In Dallas?
South of here. Just be careful, though. How far down the Google tree you go using devil worship in Google searchings.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get to basically things that are describing what happened to me today in a parking lot real soon.
I want to go drive that area now. I need to go back over there and see what's going on.
It's totally believable, I'm telling you. And I actually went over there the evening of the last full moon.
Sure. Because why not?
Come on, man. Trying to stir something up. But I'm fascinated by, and again, just because I take a certain stance doesn't mean that I believe myself to be 100% correct, but I'm interested to hear explanations as to why somebody would think that this would just be a living, breathing creature that eats, sleeps, shits, is born as a baby, lives its life,
yeah,
dies. I want to know where that comes from. And on top of all of this, the fact that basically the exact same story that happened to me on Devil Dog Road long ago, mm-hmm. 2009, was reported on a Dog Man Encounter website.
Yeah.
That sounded almost exactly the same.
Right.
The fact that after that happened to me, we looked in that Weird Arizona book, and it was, they called the things that hung out there hellhounds, that they will try to wreck your shit, show up in the back of your car, and try to steal your soul. The fact that Native Americans would put wolf garb on, the idea of shapeshifters. What am I missing about the man creature wolf beast that isn't somehow tied to?
Yeah, and again, if we're going to accept, if we'll accept this story about the Dallas Wolfman as being part of this, then, I mean, yes, like we talked a lot about how wooded that area is, but it's not that wooded. Like, it's not like, if you tell me that there are some Bigfoot hanging out in eastern Oklahoma, I'll believe you. But if you're telling me that something that big is running around in Dallas, that's actually a flesh and blood creature that has to go live somewhere and has to come out and hunt and eat and live its life, I don't know if I'm buying that. I don't know if I can believe that.
There's only one way that I can believe it. Honestly, really kind of feel the same way about the Bigfoot in eastern Oklahoma when we're talking about like Atoka and those towns. I have to believe that there's something to do with cavernous activity underneath the ground. It seems like it would make so much more sense for that to be the case,
mm-hmm.
than for them to just be just so dodgy. But whatever, same thing here. Like, definitely, definitely, if you're trying to tell me that that was a real 100, and again, just because it's real and leaves tracks and could eat you, it doesn't mean that it's always there. I'm sorry.
It doesn't mean that it's just an animal.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, I'm fascinated with, like, where did people come up with this ancient tale? And if you watch, you know, American Werewolf in London, it's a curse transmitted through blood and a bite kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a way of describing something that is supernatural. The people there put it on, that it's a person that would turn into that and then turn back. It's almost as if, it's like the way that people do with the planets or a comet, or it's like, oh, that's got to be a flaming chariot, you know, up there. Yeah. Oh, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, even Game of Thrones talking about, you know, there's a comet in the sky, so there's some reason for it. But we're talking about something that's been seen ages and ages and ages and ages. Various, I mean, Bible mentions them. The ancient Egyptians mention them. What else do you need, right?
Right.
All the way down till now. But I have a really hard time thinking that it's all the time right now. Not, I don't know that it's a person that changes into it. I don't know if it's a creature from heaven or hell or whatever.
Right, something summoned by magic of some sort. Like,
again, the thing that I will never be able to understand is how you can buy that everything in the Bible really happened and then have a hard time with understanding that that means that there are various planes of existence in operation.
Yeah.
What else do you think we are talking about when we're talking about celestial beings?
Right. That can come and interact with humanity.
It is all over.
Yeah.
The book in which red-blooded American Jesus is a part of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. But I'd be interested to know as to why people think that this is just a creature. Because that concept, that may be the hardest thing going right now for me to believe.
Dogman sightings are a lot, like, they are a lot more peculiar than, again, Bigfoot sightings.
Peculiar, it's malevolent. It was evil. It was like,
yeah, the South Dallas werewolf, notwithstanding, like, it's rarely just I saw one walking around. It's usually like I saw it eating something. It chased after me. I mean, the one that was sighted in the Beast of Bray Road, the one from the mid 80s,
which, like, that's a area where those sightings had gone back all the way up until the 30s, by the way.
Yeah.
Not just a one-time thing.
Right. But. And there a couple of the sightings talk about this thing, like, getting up and chasing them or attacking their car or, like, coming after them. And so, and a lot of Dogman sightings have stuff like that, where it's not just, I saw one running through the woods or someone standing on the side of the road or this or that or, you know, whatever. I saw it, but I didn't get any sort of feeling about it. Not like you're driving by and you feel an evil presence.
Yeah.
Or it seems to be actively after you.
Well, I can't wait until our guy, until we can connect with him. I'd love to hear his first-hand account, because makes me wonder if, like, does that guy know that there's a thing that people call Dog Man, or is he just like, it was a werewolf, you know?
Yeah.
Again, well, I don't know.
Do you know more of his story? I mean, I don't know if we've talked about that much here. I think we might have. Do you know the basics of his story?
Outside of St. Louis, seen, turned, looked.
Yeah.
That's about as far as I know, because I didn't want to know anymore. I want to hear
the
rest of it from him.
Okay. But he's got more to tell?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And he believes, man. And, I mean, he's a weirdo because of it,
mm-hmm.
obviously. But, like, I talked to Linda today, and you know how I told you, it's just like everything, like every little thing that I did, it was like there was something like screaming at me, like, whoop, man. You know, just these little triggers that happen mm-hmm. around me. Where once it's just like everything's screaming that, all the way down to Mike Wolf from American Pickers, that I bought a Wolfman poster from him.
It's all circling.
It really does, though.
So how did you end up hearing the story that we told earlier?
Because
about the North Dallas Wolfman. Did she offer that to you? But were you talking about this stuff, or was
sort of saying along the lines of, "Man,
I've been looking into this.
Everything, everywhere I turn, this is what's happening right now.
Everything's turning up Wolfman."
And I guess had seen me say, like, "Oh, you know, no big deal. Like, just handed a werewolf sighting. Looked at 15 houses today. You know, just a typical day in the life of Clint. You know." Did this normal. Oh, and somebody else told me about a werewolf sighting.
Yeah.
And then was like, hey, what's up with that? And then, like, at least 6 weeks before, like, okay, well, let me tell you what happened to me.
Uh-huh.
It was just like, tell me what happened. Okay, yeah, so this is what I know. Wow. yeah, there's crazy stories out there. And then like, yeah, yeah, there are. And then, I mean, weeks later, like, so let me tell you what happened. please don't think I'm crazy. Like that kind of.
Yeah. Which is bizarre. I don't know why they would think that.
Of all people. That, yeah. Right. A little fitched in the head.
Why either of us would look down on anyone for having a sighting of anything.
But you know what? That's the thing with some of these lunatics that we know, the concept of Bigfoot being out there and whistling and knocking on a tree and high-fiving Rob Lowe.
It's second nature.
Completely normal.
But a dog man.
Or no.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I guess there is a wolf out here too. But the idea that a person is behind it,
yeah,
or that there's some way, something spiritual.
Yeah.
You're crazy. You're crazy for believing that. In fact, I'm going to label what you think is woo. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. Now all we got to do is drive through Preston Hollow and find this creature's howling rock.
Dude, the other night when I was like, man, like, I was, well, but see, here's the thing. Like, I was, right after I was sent that story that was very similar to my own story, I was telling that to said person, and I was like, you know, just read this, and it sounds a lot like the quote-unquote Devil Dog Road story that happened to me in 2009. Like, that second, I get a text message from somebody that I have not seen nor talked to. I see this guy like once a year, right? Out of nowhere, boom, text message. And he's like, hey, man, I got something I want to give you. And I know immediately what he wants to give me. But I'm just like, oh, yeah, what's up? And it's a set of three posters from that West Coast run that he, like his wife and stepmom or whatever, like they made these like handmade frames for him. They're amazing. Like one of them is from the Red Rocks run. One of them is from Shoreline and one of them is from the Gorge. And of course it was on our way to Shoreline and the Gorge that this thing had happened to us.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy thing is at the Gorge, I saw these posters and I was like, oh my gosh, those are amazing. Would love to purchase them. But, you know, a dog man creature, devil dog hit my car. So we're kind of saving money. I'm not just going to go throwing shit at hippie posters. But, I mean, as the words are coming out of my mouth about this story, this dude's like, boom. So I was by his place the other night, which is not too far away from you. And I was like, what are you doing right now? Because look at the moon. And I want to go over there right now. Like, right now. I mean, I was being told this on my way to Red Eye and was like, where did this happen? And then Inwood, Northwest Highway. And I'm like, I mean, took an exit like immediate.
Yeah.
And just had to kind of cruise through real quick, then get there and like I'm Google Earthing it all night long, like getting it down specifically.
Yeah.
Where what had happened.
So do you have a good, did she tell you what the cross street was?
Oh, I mean, I'm telling you, like, yes, it's right there. Like, okay. I know exactly where it
okay.
is.
Okay. Because I'd like to know, I'd like to see, like, the yard and.
I mean, it's right off of N-Dub. Like, you go, you turn, it's right there.
Yeah.
Which, again, it always makes me think of the way that Bolton described, like, being in Iraq. Like, we're on the equivalent of Northwest Highway. But it's Northwest Highway.
Yeah.
But it is weird over there, even in rush hour in Dallas-Fort Worth, on this gigantic thoroughfare that's three lanes both ways in places, the way that those hoity-toity neighborhoods have themselves lined off with those Afghani pines, it feels bizarre. Like you can't, like you feel almost like, it feels isolated.
Yeah.
And that's the whole purpose. Like, they're trying to shield the city from themselves. And they do a really good job of it.
They're trying to hide their dark magic.
Apparently. apparently
summoning dog creatures from another realm.
Can't you just see some like asshole kid named Timothy grew up over there, and like Jerry Jones's kid, or like at the time Stephen Jones, mm-hmm. Highland Park Scott football player, like talk shit to Timothy, and Timothy's parents were weird, and so Timothy kind of turns into the goth kid at the Highland Park High School, and then Timothy reads a book about witchcraft, and then next thing you know, Timothy drew a giant pentagram on the room of his third floor loft apartment in his parents' mansion and put candles around it and sacrificed 50 cats and turned himself into a fucking dog man and is walking around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Jumping at cars. Before we...
Makes sense to me.
Before we wrap this up.
Timothy.
Yahoo Answers. My friend's a werewolf? Yeah, my friend Amber is a werewolf and is being hunted by a hunter. She's crashing at my house. How do I hide her from my mom? If you don't believe me, don't answer the question. The best answer. Werewolves cannot exist except as a different type of delusion. The legendary shape-shifting would require a miraculous growth and loss of bone, and bone structure as the skeleton would reshape itself. A rearrangement of internal organs and associated connective tissue.
Hence the term shape-shifting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shape-shifting, as described, cannot be true.
Best thing you can do is go ahead and cure your friend. It's good to know.
Cure them.
Cure them. How do you turn into a werewolf?
Kill yourself, Timothy. Kill yourself.
Oh, so here we have... I don't know if you remember when we were looking at the Bigfoot threads. You had the guy that was... in fact, I'm curious. Oh, look at it. Look at who it is.
Uh-uh. It's that same
Lord Bearclaw of Griffin Woods.
Oh, Lord Bearclaw of Griffin Wood. I doth have question for thee. Your opinions on the man-wolf creature...
So he not only comments on all the ways that Bigfoot can't exist, but he comments on every werewolf thread about how they can't exist. What a wet blanket. What is a werewolf?
You'll just Google Lord Bearclaw of Griffin Wood.
Can't explain a werewolf and its, quote, features?
Ken has werewolf?
A werewolf is a mythical creature. They're real, and they are half-man, half-wolf that turn at night and howl at the moon. They hate, and I mean hate, vampires. I hate vampires, too, because I am a werewolf. If you don't believe me, I'll show you if you come to my house. If you don't know where it is, but you will figure it out here in a riddle. I live in a cold country. Guess where I live?
That's his riddle? What a terrible riddle.
It's all a terrible riddle.
What's your address, Neil?
I am looking for a real werewolf who is willing to change me. I would also like to know how controllable the disease is. First, you need to travel to Canada. There are wolves up there that can help you. Trust me. The first hairy, horribly tempered man you see, ask him where Brian is. He'll give you directions to his old shack. So there you go. That's how you turn yourself into a werewolf. I'm going to wrap this thing up.
Yeah, so I actually, surprisingly enough, especially with it being broadcast about the kind of people that we are out there, mm-hmm. I think we have more people listening right now than maybe normally would, as this topic is quite popular at the time.
Sure.
And I definitely want everyone to know that Datus... If you have stuck with us this far, Datus appreciates you, man.
Datus loves you.
Lady. And this is kind of the way that we like to work some of these topics. I think that the best way that I know how to try to have any idea of what is going on is I have to talk it out.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, in talking it out, I feel like I think of more things.
Right.
like real quick. For instance, big association between wolves and the Nazis, right? Hitler was like obsessed with it.
Right.
Secret SS and all this. What was the name of the very first-person shooter PC game?
Wolfenstein?
Did you know Castle Wolfenstein? You shot Nazis.
Of course. And it's all about...
What were Nazis? If you were gonna just... Somebody says, name an evil group of people. If Steve Harvey's like, name a group of people in history that are evil.
Nazis. Yeah.
Nazis.
Again, the comparison.
Oh, you won. Just with one answer. We don't even need to ask you the other five.
The comparisons between evil and werewolves extend far throughout history.
Castle Wolfenstein.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is kind of the way that we will talk some of this stuff out. And then we'll bring in noted and sundry experts and people to tell their tales. So, Matt.
Yes.
Tell people what they need to know.
Well, if you have any werewolf dogman sightings of your own, please send them to us. Our email address is oktalkpodcast@gmail.com. That's oktalkpodcast@gmail.com. Send us any thoughts on the show. Again, any werewolf dogman sightings that you have. You can find us online at a variety of places. Of course, our website is www.oktalkshow.com. No in there. Just oktalkshow.com. Facebook.com/oktalkshow. Go by and like the page. And we will posted a werewolf article today, in fact, about a sighting in Texas. Twitter.com/oktalkshow. And, of course, you can find us on iTunes, on Google Play, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, on anywhere else you'd like to find great podcasts. We are there. If you could stop by and leave us a rating and review, help us get the werewolf stories out to the public a little easier, that would be great. Rating and review helps us a ton. So again,
we may not talk about just one thing that you dig, right? I mean,
yeah.
We may have a little bit more. And oddly enough, people have said, I don't even like Bigfoot, and I like the show. I don't know why.
I feel like we have finally sort of broken away from the... There was a time there that I was really worried that it was like, if you guys don't talk about Bigfoot, I ain't listening. Or you guys need to stop talking about something else.
Oh, you're a liberal piece of shit, too, by the way. You are a liberal piece of shit.
What a wheels-off moment that was.
Threatened to rape your wife. Sorry. You come at me right now. Sorry. I will rip your toes off and eat your babies. I'm sorry, folks. God, I just get so mad. Just can't stand it. Not going to be like that anymore. Not going to be like this. Son of a bitch!
But I think we've had a healthy mix of a number of different topics. So if for whatever reason you don't like this one, then check out our myriad other shows and our myriad other episodes, and you will find something you like.
Myriads. Sometimes I go back and I listen to shows and I'm like, man, I like that show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I find stuff that I like and the stuff that we talk about.
Speaking of, you been watching that Ghost Brothers?
Oh, you know it. Speaking of, Holiday Dalen a couple of days ago.
What did he say?
It's really good, man. I'm real proud of him. He's busy.
Yeah.
In and out. More on that later, but... Yeah, no, it's really good. It's awesome. There's also some really good, want to say, Paranormal Witness. There's a Paranormal Witness episode that is about a family who moves into a house, and it's outside of Abilene. And in the description, it mentions wolves, wolf people.
Really?
And, of course, it's Native American in nature, but it's spooky.
Okay.
And then, if you have Time Warner Cable at the moment, the last time I checked, Paranormal Witness... I'm right, right? It's Paranormal Witness. The Paranormal Witness episode from Maine that Linda Godfrey is a part of the family.
Oh,
that
really?
Is like their houses, their cabin or whatever, surrounded by like four or five, is also on there.
Okay. I'll have to go check those out.
You should.
Right on.
So you told everybody how to find us and where to go?
I did. OK Talk Show on all the social medias and OKTalkPodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up with your dog man stories, please. We want to know what you've been seeing. Have you seen any South Dallas dogman lately?
Oh, Cliff, yeah.
Hanging out in the Bishop Arts District.
Man. I can't believe people, like, we bring the world tales of Leprechaun. We did.
We have expanded the world's knowledge of the leprechaun.
You know how you get a girl to like you? You introduce her to, how about dat? Cash me outside. And you introduce her to, it could be a crackhead. I'm telling you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Follow my playbook, boys.
Have I ever told you my favorite thing? One of my favorite things. There's so many favorite things about that news piece. But one of my favorite things is when he's... introing the guy who's helping direct traffic.
This gentleman.
This guy. He goes, this guy. Like, what?
This guy right here is covered in head to toe.
I just love how he refers to him as this guy. This is
just a special leprechaun flute. Guy from my great-great-grandfather's, 1,000 years old.
Who was Irish.
Just here to come and help out. It's a piece of PVC pipe. Homeboy painted green. And if it was 1,000 years old from his great-great-grandfather, damn, who was Irish? Damn. So do you know that they found him?
I heard that.
Okay. I didn't know if you listened to
that. I did
that.
Hear that. Yes.
It is spectacular because when they find him, the first thing the guy asked him was, y'all want some crack? There is an actual person that was the Alabama leprechaun.
Mm-hmm. It was a crackhead.
It was.
Got hold of the wrong stuff and played a leprechaun.
Who was that? Was that Hal J?
No, it was not Hal J.
Okay. Oh.
Although they were a little similar looking. I'll give you that.
Felt bad there for a minute. Is he going to come back to broadcasting?
He's back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That threat didn't last long.
No. All right.
Is the Beast from Beauty and the Beast a dog man? And when did we just decide that it was okay that a animal could kidnap a woman and bestiality are so hard that she would get Stockholm Syndrome and be cool with it?
And everybody thinks that's romantic.
No.
It's a bizarre tale.
No, it's not a bizarre tale. It's a fucked up tale, man. And so are tales of creatures with heads of animal.
Mm-hmm.
Walking in ways that their body do not mean to
jumping
walk.
Through the night.
Leaping. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
There's a guy that asked me if I wanted to have my cack sucked today.
We'll be right back. now, dog. What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.